everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll check in with the Red Hot Sioux Greyhounds. Just how hot are the Hounds right now? Well, they've set a franchise record for the longest winning streak. As we went to air this week, they had won 15 games in a row, shooting right up to the top of the OHL standings. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Joseph Garafa of the Kitchener Rangers. The defenseman had quite a performance last week as he picked up 8 points, all of them assists in three games, and was a +3. He had back-to-back four-assist games during a home-and-home series between the Kitchener Rangers and the Owen Sound Attack. Quite a performance, putting up 8 assists, and that's why Joseph Garafa of the Kitchener Rangers, a third-round choice of the Rangers in the 2015 OHL Priority Selection, is this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week. Now, a team that's been having quite a week, or how about quite a month? How about the Sioux Greyhounds? As we went to air this week, on a 15-game winning streak coming into this weekend's action, the Hounds now atop the West Division, atop the Western Conference, and atop the OHL overall standings, and atop another list coming up in a little bit. But also we can tell you that Tim Gettinger, among the players, putting up strong performances for the Greyhounds. You can go up and down the roster right now, and the Hounds really impressing. Gettinger, 17 goals, 31 points over 29 games this season. And we caught up recently to chat about the Hounds and the success they've had. With Tim Gettinger of the Sioux Greyhounds, and you guys have been on a nice little run over the last little while. What's been going well for fans that don't always get a chance to see you guys in action? How would you describe why the Greyhounds have had obviously a good start to the season, and especially over the last little while?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've won a couple games here in a row. We're just sticking to the way we play, hockey. I mean, we're making plays with the puck, holding on to the puck. But lately, our defense lately has definitely been something we've been working on, and it's definitely helping us on this stretch lately.
And is that the thing, too, that indeed, hey, take care of our own end first? Obviously, Matthew Vallalta's played very well in goal, but team defense as a whole, from the D-men, the forwards, has really sort of led to a lot of other things going well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Maddie's always there. We know he's always going to come up with the saves, but it's definitely something we've been working on. It's we get the puck out of the zone, we get to play on offense. So as long as we can stay out of our own zone and make plays on the offensive end, it's been helping.
Speed seems to be one thing. When I watch you guys in action, you seem to have a lot of it and try and take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's what we're based on. That's what we're are taught here with our coaches is speed, speed, speed. And lately, we've been doing that really well.
Drew Bannister, Joe Cirala, guys that have been around this league and, of course, been around pro hockey for many a time. What have they brought to your game over the last while?
Yeah, they've been, personally, they've been big for me. Joe, all three of our coaches, Joe, Ryan, and Drew, they've been big for me, helping me develop as a player, and definitely a great coaching staff we have here.
You're from the Cleveland area, decided to eventually make the move to the Ontario Hockey League and the Sioux Greyhounds. Obviously, I think it's needless to say it's gone well. Why? What brought you to decide that the Sioux Greyhounds and the OHL was the right fit for you?
Yeah, definitely. When it was my draft year a couple of years ago, it was a tough decision, not going to college and coming to the OHL. But I came here being drafted by the Sioux, and they brought me in, and I don't regret it at all. It's a grade A organization, and they just helped me become the player I am today, but also the person.
Drafted by the Rangers, you've had a chance to be around them over the last while. What of the New York Rangers? It's one thing, the Greyhounds, we know they've been huge for you over the last few years, but now getting a taste of that next level where you want to be over the next few years.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, going there for training camp, development camp, it's big for not just for me, but all players, young guys. You see what the NHLers do day in and day out and what it takes to be a pro, and you look at those things while you're there, and then you bring it back to your teams here, and then you keep working on it to hopefully one day play in the NHL.
You're a big guy listed at 6'6". Do you find going to that experience, you're surrounded with a few more guys that have that size, so it shows that even more there's time and space and just being able to do things and battle even more, knowing, in the OHL, not every night you're going up against maybe a big defenseman like that. Well, in a pro development situation, you may be.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously they're in the NHL for a reason. So every day you're out there in practice at camps, you have to use your body, use your speed, and definitely it's definitely different.
That was Sioux Greyhounds forward Tim Gettinger, a draft choice of the New York Rangers. And sticking with the Hounds, they are number one in this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. The Greyhounds, who were third last week, moving up to the number one spot. The Sarnia Sting trading places with the Hounds as they are the number three team in the country. Also recognized from the Ontario Hockey League, the Hamilton Bulldogs, who sit at number nine. This week, Hockey Canada announced the Team Canada World Junior Selection Camp roster. 12 OHL players have made the list. These are the players who will look to make Team Canada for the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championship, which starts December 26th in Buffalo. In goal, Michael DiPietro of the Windsor Spitfires is on the list, while on defense, Logan Stanley of the Kitchener Rangers and Connor Timmins of the Sioux Greyhounds. And Timmins will be joined at forward by Boris Tkachuk, also of the Greyhounds. Meantime, London Knights teammates Alex Formanton and Robert Thomas are on the list, a pair of Owen Sound attack forwards, Jonah Gadjevich and Nick Suzuki. Also rounding out the list from the OHL, Jonathan Eng of the Peterborough Petes, Jordan Kyrou of the Sarnia Sting, Mississauga Steelheads forward Michael McLeod, and Erie forward Taylor Radish. Both McLeod and Radish return from last year's World Junior team that captured the silver medal. As part of the tune-up process for Team Canada, they will take on a team of all-stars from U Sports, the university sports loop, and seven of those players are OHL graduates. On defense, Spencer Abraham, who plays for Queens and also played for the Erie Otters, Nathan Charletti, now of McGill, who wrapped up his OHL career for Owen Sound before starring for the Sarnia Sting. Up front, Michael Clark, a graduate of the Peterborough Petes, who plays for St. FX, along with St. FX teammate Holden Cook, who wrapped up with the Owen Sound attack. Hunter Garland, who played for the Peterborough Petes to finish off his OHL career, playing for St. Mary's right now. Acadia's Stephen Harper, who wrapped up with the Niagara Ice Dogs. And Brett Wilichka, who right now goes to Carleton and finished his OHL career with the Belleville Bulls. So it's good to see those players who start in the OHL, but also continuing their hockey career in the classroom and doing very well in university, both on and off the ice. Speaking of players performing in the classroom, here are the November OHL Academic Players of the Month. In the East Division, Chad Deneau of the Peterborough Petes, the 17-year-old, holding down an 80% average in his grade 12 courses. In the Central Division, Isaac Walker of the Mississauga Steelheads, putting up a strong 88% average in grade 12 courses. In the Midwest Division, forward Aiden Dudas of the Owen Sound Attack, with an 86.5% average in grade 12 university-level courses. And also from the West Division, Chris Playfair, forward from the Windsor Spitfires, an 86% average in his grade 12 university level courses, which include business, data, and biology, as he's doing a good job of having success both on the ice and in the classroom. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.